Strange Adventure.
George Dickinson, the sports reporter, was a little nervous when he was summoned into the office of the sports editor of the New York World. He hadn't missed out on a good story, but he was just tired of the insignificant assignments he had been getting, and it hurt his pride as a reporter. The editor smiled as Dickinson entered the room.
Well, you've always wanted to try your hand at a big story. Now here's your chance to really get a big scoop in the other papers.
The reporter seated himself across the desk and waited.
John L. Sullivan fights Jake Kilrain for the boxing championship on July the 8th. You're going to get me a running account of that story.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, Chief, but not many people know where the fight's going to be held since most of the states have outlawed prize fighting.
Well, word has come over the grapevine that it'll be held at a little town of Richburg, Mississippi. That is, if the governor doesn't get the state militia to stop it. Now, you get down there right away and get that story.
A great crowd of sports writers, gamblers, and fight fans boarded a special train in New Orleans, bound secretly for the scene of the great bare-knuckle championship of the world. The train had hardly stopped when the reporters raced for the telegraph office to make arrangements for getting their stories through. The operator met them at the door with some very discouraging news.
Well, I'm sorry, boys, but I can't send out your stories. The company's made an agreement with the railroad that no messages except railroad business will be transmitted, and no exceptions.
It was a sad group of reporters that followed the crowd into the hastily erected arena to watch the fight. They had ringside seats at this battle of the century, but there was no way of getting the news outside the barricade. Once inside, they dared not leave. So they had to be content to hop a train after the fight and carry the reports to the nearest open telegraph station. But George Dickinson was not one to be easily discouraged. Before the fight had started, he had evolved a plan for getting his story through to the Home Office. The fight ended after over 2 hours of battling under the broiling sun with John L. Sullivan still the champion. The reporters dashed madly for the train in an 11th-hour rush to get their stories of the fight to their papers. It was a very pleased and surprised editor that called George Dickinson into his office a few days later.
Say, you got the biggest sports scoop of the year, but how did you do it?
The reporter drew a small rubber ball out of his pocket.
Well, I filled my pockets with these just before the fight. Hired a few men with horses to help me. Now, during the fight, I wrote copy on tissue and hid it in slits in the balls. Every few rounds, I tossed the ball out of the arena to one of the horsemen.
Yes, but the operators had orders not to transmit any copy.
Sure, but I found one who tapped the wires for me a few miles out of town. He sent out the story as fast as the men got there with the rubber balls. Look, Chief, do I get better assignments from now on?
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Locked Door, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.